all the nutrition and immunity they need. If your baby is under 6 months, exclusive breastfeeding keeps them safe from infections and malnutrition. Mothers, if your child is weak, losing weight, or has swollen feet, go to the nearest health facility immediately. Life-saving treatment is available. Pregnant women, visit your clinic for checkups, iron and folic acid supplements to keep you and your baby healthy. Let's rise with nutrition and strength. Nyamuka. This message is brought to you by the National Food and Nutrition Commission, co-funded by the European Union with support from the Scaling Up Nutrition Phase 2 partners.
When you choose Stanbic Business and Commercial Banking, you get access to our business solar loans. Accessing your business solar loans means you get connected to the right supplier for your business and the most feasible tailor-made solution. And that financing means 24 hours a day of uninterrupted power for your business, sourced directly from the Zambian sun. You see, there's going green. Then there's going green with Stanbic. Call 8888 for details. Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It is 18:01 on Phoenix FM. Time for news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The Absa Cup 2025 final is finally here. Zesco United will battle Red Arrows in the Absa Cup final at Levy Wanawasa Stadium on Saturday, 10th May 2025 at 15 hours. Grab your tickets now at Shoprite Computicket, VIP 300 Kwacha, West Wing 150 Kwacha, and East Wing 70 Kwacha, 20 Kwacha for North and South Wing. Don't miss out on this thrilling experience with a special appearance by His Excellency, Mr. Hagainde Hichilema.
Your story matters. Absa.
Stakeholders react to U.S. withdrawal of $50 million in medical aid over theft. UTH and Chipata General Hospital hit by shortages of renal consumables. In global news, U.S. removes tariffs on U.K. steel and aluminium and cuts car rate to 10% as Trump and Starmer unveil deal. With the main news at 18, my name is Mutolo Mwamba. Stakeholders have expressed concern and disappointment over the U.S. government's decision to withdraw $50 million in medical aid over system theft and insufficiencies within Zambia's health sector. Social anthropologist Dr. James Musonda has criticized the government's handling of the situation, calling the aid withdrawal a clear sign of misplaced priorities. He says the government's over-reliance on external aid has exposed its inability to effectively manage the country's affairs.
Just like the previous government, these two governments have been reckless in the way that they've managed this economy. First, we say that when you get debt restructured and you go to employ more people, but you don't build the economic base that will support those workers, you don't build an economic base that will support the provision of medicines and all the essential needs and basic commodities and services in the sector, and especially important the medicines. So you prioritize the employment of thousands of people, you prioritize the provision of free education and all these things. While these things are important, but timing was wrong.
Meanwhile, Golden Party of Zambia President Jackson Silavwe has warned that the long-term consequences of the aid withdrawal could result in more deaths, adding to those already lost due to the theft and mismanagement within the health sector. He has emphasized that the Zambian government currently lacks the resources to fill this funding gap effectively in both the short and medium term. Mr. Silavwe called for an urgent response, urging the technical team to engage the U.S. government to reconsider what he termed a deadly decision to ensure the continued survival of Zambian citizens.
In as much as we agree that widespread theft of life-saving medicines must be stopped immediately by the government, the implications of this decision will actually translate to more loss of lives, adding to those lives being lost already when the thefts are taking place. The government of Zambia currently has no resources to robustly cover up this gap in both the short and medium term. Yes, we are a country rich in mineral resources and can easily fund our health sector if our resources are properly managed. Nonetheless, this is not the case at present. Many lives will be affected, and this cannot wait until the next government in 2026.
The United States government has announced a cut of $50 million, equivalent to $1.4 billion, in annual aid to Zambia intended for medications and medical supplies, cutting rampant theft of donor-funded drugs and government's failure to take decisive corrective action. The Kidney Foundation of Zambia has disclosed that patients undergoing dialysis at Chipata Central Hospital are now being forced to purchase their own dialyzers and machine lines due to critical shortage of essential supplies. Foundation Secretary General Augustine Mokuka says the situation has deteriorated to the point where some patients are not only shouldering high costs of pocket money, paying over 500 kwacha per dialyzer from private pharmacies, but are also receiving reduced dialysis time because of a limited number of dialysis machines. Mr. Mokuka has warned in a statement that the crisis is placing immense pressure on patients who require 2 to 3 dialysis sessions per week and could lead to unavoidable deaths if not addressed urgently. He has further indicated that the situation is not unique to Chipata, stating that even at the University Hospital UTH in Lusaka, some patients are reportedly going without dialysis due to a shortage of NIDPRO machine lines. Mr. Mokuka has since appealed to the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, to act swiftly and replenish the depleted stock of dialysis supplies to avert further loss of life in public health facilities. Vice President Motale Nalumango has emphasized that while government-to-government engagement provide a strong foundation, the true strength of bilateral partnership ties in the people-to-people connections, business collaborations, and grassroots initiatives that bring societies closer together. Speaking at the inaugural Economic, Social, and Cultural Council, ECOSOC Africa China People-to-People Dialogue this morning, Mrs. Nalumango stressed that Africa and China are a deep-bone belt of mutual respect, shared aspirations, and win-win cooperation. She noted that sustainable development should not focus solely on infrastructure and trade, but also fostering deeper understanding between the two regions. The Vice President further observed that the Africa-China partnership must prioritize solidarity and shared success for long-term impact.
As local government, and engagement have laid a solid foundation, the true strength of our partnership lies in the people-to-people connection, cultural exchange, business collaboration, and the grassroots initiatives that bring our societies closer together. This dialogue is therefore a testament to our belief that sustainable development is not just about infrastructure. Thank you for having said that and heard, but about building bridges.
And Vice President of the China Network for International Exchange, Ling Jun, underscored the mutual achievements and shared development between China and Africa as a testament to the solidarity and collaboration of the Global South.
China-Africa cooperation today is setting a benchmark for developing countries building independent modernization. And is contributing to reforming the local government. People-to-people exchanges are the theory of state relations and the leading resource and the leading support of progress among people.
Meanwhile, Zimbabwe Ambassador to Zambia and Chair of the African Ambassadors Charity Charamba reiterated ECOSOC's commitment to promote